I want to thank very much Joan and Jimmy and Dawn and Hemingway's, and of course, my mentor, Michael Worster. Otherwise, I would not even be up here. And I want to thank all of them very much. And I want to say merci beaucoup to a gentleman, Monsieur Ben Yahu, who I had never heard before. It was just beautiful. Merveilleux. Now, I'm going to be reading two very short poems by Guillaume Apollinaire. Now, who was Guillaume Apollinaire? Well, he was born in 1880 in Rome, but by the time he was 10 years old, he was living the rest of his life in France, except when he studied a little bit in Monaco. And he fought in World War I. He re-enlisted, and soon after that, he was wounded. A steel bullet penetrated his steel helmet into his temple. But he survived that, but he was very weakened by it. And so when the big flu epidemic of that year in 1918 came into Paris, the fact that he was weakened already, it killed him. So he was barely 38 years old when he died. And this is his poem. He had broken up with someone he loved very much, and in order to see her, he always had to cross a bridge over the Seine River, and you all know that the Seine River is a river that goes through Paris, which is symbolic of love, the city of love, and so it's mentioned in this poem. I'm going to read the French, and then I'll read a different translation than from the book I'm reading. Le pont Mirabeau. Sous le pont Mirabeau coule la Seine, et nos amours, faut-il qu'ils m'en souviennent? La joie venait toujours après la peine. Vienne la nuit, sonne l'heure, les jours s'en vont, je demeure. Les mains dans les mains, restons face à face, tandis que sous le pont de nos bras passent tes éternels regards, l'onde s'y lasse. Vienne la nuit, sonne l'heure, les jeux s'en vont, je demeure. L'amour s'en va comme cette eau courante, l'amour s'en va comme la vie est lente et comme l'espérance est violente. Vienne la nuit, sonne l'heure, les jeux s'en vont, je demeure. Passe les jours et passe les semaines, ni temps passé, ni les amours reviennent. Sur le pont Mirabeau coule la Seine. Vienne la nuit, sonne l'heure, les jeux s'en vont, je demeure. And that was in a book translated by Martin Sorel, but I'm going to read a translation, a different one, which I thought was better, by Oliver Bernard. Under the Pont Mirabeau, the Seine flows with our loves. Must I recall again? Joy always used to follow after pain. Let the night come, strike the hour. The days go by while I stand here. Hands holding hands, let us stay face to face. While under this bridge, our arms make slow race, long looks in a tired wave at a wave's pace. Let the night come, strike the hour, the days go past while I stand here. Love runs away like running water flows. Love flows away, but oh, how slow life goes, how violent hope is, nobody knows. Let night come and strike the hour. The days go past. Well, here I stand. The days pass and the weeks pass, but in vain. Neither time passed nor love comes back again. Under the Pont Mirabeau flows the Seine. Let the night come, strike the hour. The days go past, but I stand here. So that was the main poem I was going to read. Thank you. And this little bitty one is kind of funny. He writes little poems about different animals. This is the crayfish by L'Écrevisse. Incertitude, ô mes délices, vous et moi, nous nous en allons, comme s'en vont les écrevisses, à reculons, à reculons. Uncertainty, ô my delight, we keep progressing, you and I, moving backwards, crayfish wise. So that's the end of my French reading, and I'm going to thank Christine for even giving me the idea to do that. And sorry she's not here. Je suis désolé qu'elle ne soit pas ici. A rock remembers. Now, of course, the voice is not necessarily a poet, so this is the voice of a rock. You know, some people say I have a lot of rocks in my head, so it could be my voice, but it isn't. And I was chastised for not having, people in this. I should be writing about people, but I just want to say that there is, some motifs about people like racism in here. And also, I anticipated the mudslides here in Pittsburgh by 1 year because I wrote this a year ago. So a rock remembers. As a rock said to be sedimentary, usually not sentimental, I find it difficult to remember these millions of years, what the wind and the water have done to me. I used to sit farther up, near the peak of this precarious mountain that threatens to shake its head and bury me forever. Once I had a wonderful view of the ravenous river below that has swallowed so many of my fellow rocks. Sharp I once was, never missed a thing. Now birds crap on my smooth surface, and I no longer care. Yesterday a boy came by, and he sat right on top of me. He pulled a sandwich from his pocket, sent crumbs crashing on my sandy head. When leaving, he patted me, said he would be back again soon, but I know he will not find me again. People think we rocks all look alike. Thank you. This is my Dracula poem, As Normal As I Can Be. From the voice of Dracula, of course. Back in Transylvania, I learned to survive by pretending to be like the living. People invite me to parties. The red punch reminds me what I came for, to find the blood that has quenched my soul the past 500 years. Some may question my chalky appearance. No matter, I am not sick, nor have I been these 5-odd centuries. I want to thank Nina Simone for this line. Black is the color of my true love's hair. He is also a vampire. Excuse me for using a word so abused by your Hollywood. I have played chess with Queen Victoria's ancestors. Go the game with Chinese emperors. Trivial pursuit in jeopardy with priests, ministers, and rabbis. Xbox and PlayStation with some of the finest young minds anywhere. To live most of a millennium, you need to adapt. Get along, as Rodney King would have said. I can blend into any crowd, fit on any Facebook page. I hope with a little luck to have the pleasure of meeting your friends and family and spending some quiet moments alone with them. Thank you very much. Finally, my last poem about my dad, Joseph Solomon. It's called Father Joseph. Now, he happened to have the same name as a wrestler, also named Joe Solomon. And so you'll find out about in the poem. My father, Joe Solomon, had the same name as the wrestler always behind on his loans from the mafia. The telephoning debt collectors doubted my story. The Joe Solomon at the Reached residence, a collector of stamps and books, never wrestled in his life. Expert in philatelics, he read the stamp catalogs printed in French and German that offered more detail than our Minkus and Scots. He could tell you about full perforations, but not a full Nelson. He could tell you about precancels, but not about prearranged winners of wrestling matches. The other Joe Solomon had a full set of hair. My father's head was as bare as a newborn's bottom. The other Joe treated higher learning like leprosy. My father loved university life, getting a BA in history under the GI Bill following service in World War II. The other Joe forgot the mafia tradition of breaking the knuckles of those who welched on their loans. My father taught us to respect everyone's traditions. Some of the rude wrestlers' callers had thick Italian accents, whereas my father Joe, though arriving from Hungary at age 14, never had an accent, not even a Pittsburgh one. My father Joseph loved to sing arias of Italian operas, but never owed a dime to the mafia loan sharks, who must have spent many calling us from untraceable payphones. Thank you, everybody.